Harper Audio presents Everybody Lies, Big Data, New Data, and What the Internet Can Tell Us About Who We Really Are, by Seth Stevens Davidowitz, read by Timothy Andres Pabon. Forward. Ever since philosophers speculated about a cerebroscope, a mythical device that would display a person's thoughts on a screen, social scientists have been looking for tools to expose the workings of human nature. During my career as an experimental psychologist, different ones have gone in and out of fashion, and I've tried them all. Rating scales, reaction times, pupil dilation, functional neuroimaging, even epilepsy patients with implanted electrodes who were happy to while away the hours in a language experiment while waiting to have a seizure. Yet none of these methods provides an unobstructed view into the mind. The problem is a savage trade-off. Human thoughts are complex propositions. Unlike Woody Allen's speed-reading War and Peace, we don't just think, quote, it was about some Russians. But propositions in all their tangled multidimensional glory are difficult for a scientist to analyze. Sure, when people pour their hearts out, we apprehend the richness of their stream of consciousness, but monologues are not an ideal data set for testing hypotheses. On the other hand, if we concentrate on measures that are easily quantifiable, like people's reaction time to words or their skin response to pictures, we can do the statistics, but we pureed the complex texture of cognition into a single number. Even the most sophisticated neuroimaging methodologies can tell us how a thought is splayed out in 3D space, but not what the thought consists of. As if the trade-off between tractability and richness weren't bad.